is time for today's Spotlight here on KRWC Radio. Jake Leiter filling in for Tim Matthews today. And in studio, we've got Sally Stevens with the Wright County Historical Society. And welcome to the program.
Well, thanks, Jake. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, we've got a lot of things to talk about, a lot of great events happening at the Historical Society. So I suppose we'll start with what's coming up.
Sure. So, like you said, we've got so many things on the go, and we're just a hotbed of fun time over there at the Historical Society. Our outreach coordinator has been working double time, getting a really cool programs in. So we've got a little bit of everything, a smattering of everything. Mm-hmm. So the first thing that we'll talk about is the author talk we have tomorrow. And this author talk was the author is Paul Hodnafield, and he was originally introduced to us through the Buffalo Historical Society. They had him as a speaker, and they came over and said, oh, if you ever want to have a speaker, he's excellent. Mm-hmm. So we learned a little bit more about him, and just coincidentally, the librarian, one of our librarians, Mary Bischoff, is working on a Civil War project. She's trying to document all of the Civil War veterans who lived or, you know, who lived or went to the Civil War from Wright County. So mm-hmm. very cool deal. Yeah. Anyway, so the author talk is tomorrow. It's February 24th, which is, can you believe it's February 24th already?
I know. It's just flying by.
Holy cow. Anyway, it's called, it's on a book of that he wrote called Sherman's Wood Ticks, The Adventures, Ordeals, and Travels of the 8th Minnesota Volunteer Infantry During the Civil War. So it's Minnesota specific, and mm-hmm. definitely there's a Wright County component there. And my understanding from the Buffalo Historical Society is that Paul Hodnafield is a wonderful speaker. This is a free presentation. Everyone is welcome. The Historical Society is now open on Saturdays, so we are closed to the public on Monday, but we are open to the public every Saturday from 9 to 3, and that's when we're planning on doing all of our presentations, so people can come at their own leisure, and it is always free unless it's a program that is specific to, let's say, something else I'll be talking a little bit later on, a barn quilt class where you'll spend the whole day and you're paying for your materials. Mm-hmm. So these are free. I'm just going to read a little bit about what the outreach coordinator put in here, but he's an mm-hmm. attorney, a skilled researcher, and a Minnesota native, and he's always had a passion mm-hmm. for the Civil War. So from their enlistment until 1862, until they mustered out in 1865, Paul talks about the men who gave up so much for their country. So we actually have the book in our bookshop right now for $24. And you can purchase a book if you're coming to the coming to the talk tomorrow and have Paul autograph it for you.
Ooh, always fun to get autographs.
I know. It's like a thing. It's like a collector's thing for an adult.
Yep,
you know?
Yep. I understand. I'm the same way. I like getting autographs. So.
I do. And anything that has a signature on it, it seems to have so much more value. And you kind of like, mm-hmm. you know, like a jersey, I think a hockey jersey,
yep.
a puck, you know, anything hockey. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I guess anything, but yeah. but really books for me to have an author's signature in it guarantees I'm going to keep that book,
yep.
you know,
yep.
it's kind of a cool deal for me.
yep.
So again, that's tomorrow, free of charge.
And I didn't, maybe you said it and I just didn't quite catch it. What time does that start?
Oh, good point. It's at 10:30.
10:30?
Right. We typically like to keep our presentations to about an hour so people don't feel like they have to give the whole day. Mm-hmm. You know, they can come over, they can hear the presentation, then there'll be some talk afterwards. And anybody who wants to ask questions, of course. And if it gets a little long, we usually just ask people who are interested to stay, but we sort of release them so they can come spend a little time and get on their way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing that's coming up. And then next week at the Buffalo Library, who is a great partner of ours. Now, we've partnered with a lot of libraries in Wright County, Monticello Library, Howard Lake Library. We love doing that.
Yep.
The Buffalo Library has given us an opportunity, especially me. I love to read books, and I love little kids. And they have a program that allows us to go in and read to preschoolers. or anyone who is there really, and do a little craft project. So, I mean, I'm all in with that, right?
Yeah, sounds like fun.
It is fun. So this Wednesday, February the 28th at 10 a.m., I will be speaking, reading. I won't be speaking. I will be reading to whoever is there at the Buffalo Public Library. And I'm going to be picking, my theme for this time is sort of spring and growing and dirt and seeds. And then for the activity, I will be bringing little peat pots. We're going to add a little water. And so there's going to be some magic that happens there with the little soil discs. And I'm going to have them grow a sunflower.
Okay.
And well, maybe not have them grow it, attempt to grow it.
They'll
we all
try.
Know we all know how that goes, right?
Yep.
So again, that's an activity of the Buffalo Public Library, and we're just lucky enough to be able to go in and speak there. Again, it's like being able to do the best part of who you, what things you like to do, which are reading and growing things and doing it in my own job for somebody else. It's kind of a cool deal. So if you have any questions about that community spotlight story time at the public library, you can connect with them or check out their website with the Buffalo Public Library.
So that was the 28th, correct?
It's the 28th at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And everyone is welcome. So the books are geared towards that 3 to 6 year old, but older. Mm-hmm. Anybody else is welcome to come.
Yep.
And then it takes us, it kind of jumps us into the big people's story time slash seed program. On March the 2nd, Saturday, March the 2nd, we will be having a seed swap that day. And a seed swap is something we've had in the past. It's a fantastic event. The very first time I did it, I was just getting back into gardening again. And so I grew up on a farm where we had to garden. We gardened for food. We gardened for sustenance. So we had massive gardens. We always put up our food and we ate it throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And I swore when I left the farm, I would never grow another thing again. I mean, I don't even have houseplants.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Jake, it's a thing. Did you ever garden when you were a kid?
Not much. You know, I would have to go and help my mom weed every now and then, which I never enjoyed. But
yeah, imagine it being your full-time job every summer.
No, thanks.
So I didn't have a love of planting or, you know, those kinds of things when I was younger because I equated it with work.
Yep.
And as I've gotten older, I've resisted the temptation to go back to growing things because it takes time and it isn't always, you know, any farmer will tell you nothing is promised, right?
Yep.
But I can't help it. Those vegetables that I grow, and I'm a vegetable gardener. My husband is a consummate flower gardener. He would put flowers everywhere.
Yep.
So it's been a sort of a transition back to those times. So because of my love of gardening, I've become a little obsessive in my older years here. And I purchased my first set of seeds already for the year. And I've spent a significant amount of money on seeds that I'll never have a chance to. And I'm specifically looking at heirloom seeds. I think those are really fun. And something that is more heritage, at the Historical Society, we actually have a little heritage garden there and a kitchen garden where we plant some things every year. And it's sketchy, you know, to say the least, about the outcome. But where I'm going with all of this is, again, our loves at the Historical Society, every one of us who is there, we have like certain things we do on our off time.
Mm-hmm.
We are very lucky to be able to bring those things into programming at the Heritage Center. So this is, the seed swap is something that I started years ago when I was first getting back into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to just talk with other people about growing things.
Yeah.
My parents were both master gardeners and I was a black thumb gardener and had questions. I expected maybe 5-10 people to come. We had over 50 people.
Wow.
Many of them were master gardeners themselves. And I had been gifted a bunch of seeds from a place in Decorah, Iowa called Seed Savers. And they have a seed ark there that saves seeds. So if anything ever happened, if a blight ever happened and that seed was kind of wiped out, then they would have a seed to start back from. Mm-hmm. So to make a long story short, they have gifted us again 100 packets of seeds. And we are spending our time over the next few days splitting those packets with the information into smaller groups so that everybody's going to be able to go home with at least 2 or 3 different kinds of seeds to try this year if you want to try something new. So it's on March the 2nd, starting at 10 a.m. Again, it's a free program. It is, we're going to have a speaker, Sharon Stavlow, who I spoke with her yesterday. She's a master gardener here in Wright County. She's got a lot of love of the same kinds of things and seeds, and she's going to speak on something she's very passionate about, which will probably be saving seeds or something similar.
Yeah.
It's a very short presentation because the crux of everything is to come in and share seeds. So if there are gardeners out there or newbies like myself who would like to come March the 2nd, starting at 10 a.m., at the Historical Society, which is located in the Heritage Center at 2001 Highway 25 North in Buffalo. Come on down, and we'll have seeds for you to take home. If you have collected seeds, and that's a big thing, and I don't do this myself, but mostly because I just keep forgetting I should. Mm-hmm. But they save seeds. People save seeds at the end of the season, and they have a lot, just sort of like these here that I brought in.
Yeah.
And it's always good to bring props to a radio show. I thought
yeah.
that was
kind of... we'll just hold them up to the mic and show everyone.
They're beautifully...
they are.
Yeah, they're just awesome.
They're a nice little basket too and everything.
They are. We're very well organized.
Yep.
But we will have both... So if you have seeds of your own, bring them in if you want to share them. Make sure they're well labeled, please. That mm-hmm. last time I had a lot of calls afterwards from people who said, well, I got these seeds. I don't know what they are. And I said, can't help you. Grow them and see what happens.
Yeah.
And then we've got 2 groups. So Seed Savers has sent us a bunch of seeds. And then Baker, I always get it wrong. I always call them Rare Seeds. Mm-hmm. But that's the name of the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed.
Okay.
So they are, as I shake the envelope, they're the group that I also have other seeds from. And there's one more seed company that has promised to send seeds. I haven't seen them yet. So okay. I'll take a peek. But again, come and ask your questions. If you've got questions, I certainly do. Like why my peas wouldn't grow last year.
Mm-hmm.
I have some questions between in-ground, raised bed, and container gardening that I've struggled with. Mm-hmm. I've got some questions about garlic. If there's anyone out there who's a garlic expert, I always look to Jerry Ford, who started the Minnesota Garlic Festival here mm-hmm. in Minnesota. He's the guy that I would always ask questions to. But I've got questions, and so people come and enjoy.
And maybe this is something too that, in addition to the people who are already into gardening and growing plants, maybe this is something that somebody who wants to get into that could come. You know, maybe learn a couple things from the people who have been doing it for a while, and
absolutely,
maybe get some seeds to bring home.
Well, 100%. And trust me when I say I have a passion for this, but I'm no good at it. Like, and that's an okay thing too. I am, as we call it in the old educational trade, I am unconsciously incompetent, and it's just perfect. Actually, I'm consciously incompetent, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Because it's so much fun. Mm-hmm. When people talk about dirt therapy, it truly is wonderful just to be outside and mm-hmm. get some vitamin D and get your hands dirty and grow something. And there is nothing, in my opinion, that tastes better than a freshly grown tomato that you've done yourself.
Yep, I would agree with that.
You know, yeah. There's something about it. So that's, again, March the 2nd. And you can go to our website or our Facebook or Instagram pages to get all this information. Or you can give us a call at the Heritage Center. So our number is 763-682-7323. And our website is righthistory.org.
All right, very good. We want to point people in the direction of those. And again, the social media pages, go follow those as well. For reminders on all the times mm-hmm. for all these great events we've got here. Again, talking with Sally Stevens today with the Wright County Historical Society. I'm not sure, did we hit everything we were supposed to hit today?
I think we hit our time. So
there we go.
I told you I could fill time like nobody's business.
That's always good to hear that too. And again, we want to thank you for stopping by here. And I get one more time, the phone number, just in case people missed it.
Sure. Yep, it's the Wright County Historical Society. We're located at the Wright County Heritage Center, and that is at 2001 Highway 25 North in Buffalo. Our number is 763-682-7323, and give us a call. We're happy to hear from you.
All right, very good. Again, thank you for stopping by today.
Thanks, always a pleasure.
All right, that's going to do it for today's Spotlight here on KRWC.